From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The reactions of world leaders to the death of Fidel Castro included sorrow and sometimes criticism for the former Cuban leader. But Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's praise for the revolutionary and dictator's dedication and love for the Cuban people was swiftly rebuked by some Canadians and U.S. politicians. Meantime, in the U.S., President Barack Obama reached out to the Cuban people following the death of Mr. Castro to offer his condolences and let them know he will continue his efforts to normalize relations with the country. Reactions to Castro's passing range from sadness to jubilation.
People are celebrating because they see Fidel Castro as a symbol of everything bad that happened to them in Cuba.
Fidel Castro was a very good friend of our former Prime Minister Pierre Trudeau, and we're very, very sorry to hear of his passing. No, I hope that we can get to Plaza de Revolucion for a viewing, and my sympathies to the Cuban people.
The Cuban government has ordered 9 days of official mourning, disrupting the plans of thousands of tourists in Havana, like Jason from Britain.
Came here for the music and the dancing. That's no more. We leave on Thursday. No dancing until next week now, so we've got a quiet week.
Many businesses have closed and events have been called off for the 9 days, leaving visitors to the island uncertain as to how they are going to spend their long-awaited vacations. Fidel Castro was to be cremated Saturday, and his ashes will be interred in his hometown of Santiago on December the 4th. For additional news, you can log on to voanews.com. This is VOA News. A leading U.S. newspaper reports three California mosques have received the same threatening letter that says there is a new sheriff in town, referring to President Donald Trump, and the president-elect is going to do to you what Hitler did to the Jews. The Los Angeles Times says the letter was addressed to the Children of Satan and was signed by Americans for a Better Way. The letter, according to the report, described Muslims as a vile, filthy people, and said Trump was going to cleanse America and make it shine again, and he's going to start with you Muslims. The head of the Council on American Islamic Relations told the Times Trump has normalized people being racist. French conservatives on Sunday are choosing their nominee for next year's vital presidential election from among two former prime ministers with deep experience in government and differing views on how to prevent more terror attacks on French soil. The winner of the runoff ultimately could end up facing the far-right National Front leader, who is banking on anti-immigrant, anti-Muslim, and anti-establishment sentiments to sweep her to power in the general election set for April, with a runoff for the following month if neither side wins a majority. The incumbent, Socialist President François Hollande, is expected to announce in the coming weeks whether he will seek re-election. Hundreds of thousands of people rallied in Seoul up until late Saturday night in what is so far the largest protest demanding the ouster of President Park Geun-hye. For the fifth straight weekend, masses of protesters occupied major avenues in downtown Seoul over a corruption scandal that came to light earlier this year. Protesters are calling for Park's resignation over allegations that a longtime confidant used her ties to the leader to meddle in state affairs and wield improper influence. Prosecutors investigating the case have indicted the confidant and are seeking to question Park about her role in the scandal. Opposition parties are canvassing for support to impeach her before her term expires in 2018. And President-elect Trump has called efforts by the Green Party to force recounts in three swing states a scam, even as Hillary Clinton's campaign joined the recount efforts in the Midwestern swing state of Wisconsin. Hillary Clinton's election campaign lawyer said Saturday that Clinton's campaign joined the effort after investigating whether there was any outside interference in the November 8th election results. For details on much more news, we invite you to log on to voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.